Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by New Power Radio Network, Kabuka Publishing, Inc., and the National Freedom and Justice Movement. We began in 2013 after the unjust settlement verdict, and we invite you to support us and our sponsors, Manhood Raising Culture, headed up by Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as James Jones, as well as a like and group page for Manhood Raising Culture. Also support us as we endeavor to expand our media and publishing company. Check out Amazon.com, search Bars Beyond Bars magazine, and please support us so we can continue to support you. Our strategy here is turning the struggle into a strategy, one conversation at a time, and that is what we've based our conversations on, the things that we do in the community, and the things that we do throughout the nation to improve and show light and shine light on the situation of our people, especially those of melanated descent. So I'm waiting on my co-host tonight to join me, Brother Starr. He's going to be coming in here in a few minutes. Tonight's conversation, you know, we just going to kick it and talk about the new Black Code, which is something that we brought out to the community initially in 2015 and have been sharing and communicating with community members about what their input of it is and what their impression of it is. And is it something, a strategy that can work or help to improve at least the relationships that we're trying to build? So hang out here with me for a few minutes. Welcome to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Sex dance a tango, skip the life and dangle. A circus princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear my shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last pass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The place that you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-boy, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, girl, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, we're feeling Raheem, man.
Yeah,
what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the beach, man.
Check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom got robbed, man.
Not what?
Like this,
man.
She got hurt bad.
What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening? Hey, freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all don't do this. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand Master Flash and the Furious Five.
We got a gang.
The poem is by Taimbe Jess, and the poem is, when niggas love revolution like they love the bull. When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, youth will wear red, black, and green patches over the emblems on their starter jackets. When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, brothers will gather regularly at barbershops and corner stops to discuss George Jackson and the handbook of revolutionary warfare and people's war before they go home to take care of their children each night. When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, playground basketball courts will become paramilitary training grounds where we learn to shoot guns at the enemy and not baskets for bets. When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, we will spend hours and hours watching our children grow into soldiers and not basketball players. When niggas love revolution like they love the bulls, we will know CIA stats, FBI stats, infant mortality stats, police brutality stats, political prisoners and prisoners of war, and literacy training techniques like we know Paxson's shoe size, or Shaq's shoe size, or the way we know Rodman or Pippen's rebounds, or Grant's salary, and all the intimate details of Michael's last gambling spree. When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, you will be able to ask any youth on the street, who is Sundiata Okoye? Who is Assata Shakur? Who is Sekou Odinga? Who is Rochelle McGee and Jonathan Jackson? You will be able to ask, who is Matula Shakur? Who is Queen Mother Moore? They will be able to tell you without skipping a beat. Niggas love revolution like they love the bull. You will go on to ask them about Michael Jordan, and they will say, who? When niggas love revolution like they love the bull, masses of us will go down to tear up Carolina coroner and his office to find out what really happened to James Jordan instead of waiting on the word of newspapers and sheriff's offices. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, we will show up in Washington, D.C. with the Million Man March, with our God and with our guns. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, they will start to seriously wonder why one Negro putting a brown ball through a white net makes more mint money in one season than they will make in an entire lifetime, and do something about it. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, you will see Phil Jackson running up and down an empty court minutes before game time screaming, "Where are my niggas? Where are my niggas? Where are my niggas?" as the niggas leave the stadium to go build liberation schools in their community. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, all niggas will refuse to shoot ball with the president, with or without their dashikis on. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, we'll become associated with the sound that CIA agents, snitches, rats, and agent provocateurs who join our organizations and work against the legitimate Adam aspirations of our people who yearn to breathe free, drug dealers and others will make when they are thrown gracefully face first into open manholes. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, Nike will no longer be able to sell $160 basketball shoes in the black community, because we would rather spend the money on liberation and revolution. Thank you. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, they will love it. They will love it more than chitlins, more than all my children, more than Jerry Carroll, more than permanence, more than Cadillacs and Mercedes Benz and Rolls Royces and BMWs cars. When niggas love revolution like they love the Bulls, when niggas love their family like they love the Bulls, when niggas love their children like they love the Bulls, when niggas love to be free like they love the Bulls, when niggas love struggle like they love the Bulls, when niggas love dignity like they love the Bulls, when niggas love niggas like they love the Bulls, we will become black people and all the bullshit will hit the fan.
This is Asafo Chuma Asafo reporting from Huntington State Prison in Pennsylvania. I can't breathe within the solitary confinement of this police state environment. 11 times ignored cries until my freedom of speech went silent. I can't breathe, asphyxiated by mass incarceration, fixated on eradicating access to public education. I can't breathe beneath the weight of state-sanctioned hatred unleashed unabated onto a forsaken generation. I can't breathe, pepper sprayed and handcuffed, hands up in Ferguson, no weapons displayed, not enough, man down, a murdered son. I can't breathe, choking on the smoke and mirrors of corporate control, tele-eye vision, promoting hope and fairness in foisted grand jury decisions. I can't breathe, muzzled, incommunicado, wondering what Obama would say about prison hunger strikes and struggles from Cali to ADX, Colorado and Guantanamo Bay. I can't breathe, swallowed into the jaws of extrajudicial madness and waterboard tortures, shrouded under laws to suppress the much less fortunate. I can't breathe, entrapped within the narrow space of democracy's hypocrisies and probable causes' liabilities, rewrapped in the hollow embrace of plutocracy's fallacies and plausible deniabilities. I can't breathe, smothered by lies, toy guns, and lost lives, 12 years a child, covered in guile, forked tongues, and racial profiles. I can't breathe because my dark hue causes a republic nuisance, arousing the ire of the agents of empire and their colorful stooges, publicly lynched till I expire by NYPD hands fashioned like nooses for the high crimes of bartering black market Lucy's. I can't breathe in fascist, racist, capitalist America. This is Asafo Chuma Asafo, reporting from Huntington.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel.
There has been a comprehensive attack on the black community here for years, for decades, since Cincinnati was founded. Let's keep it real. Google it. You don't believe me? Look it up. The roots here are deep of racism. The roots here are deep of parasitic attacks on the black community. And it's time for us to stop. It's been time for us to stop. And it's up to us to stop it. If one life really matters, this would not have happened. So let's keep it real.
Not a melting pot, but rather a whistling kettle, sounding the alarm as it was boiling over with consternation among the people, forcing the hand of men who would see to their God-given rights. The root of the problem was far deeper than an inability of inter-ethnic relations. The source derived from political exploits and legal ramifications that proved to be frail and fraudulent. The same would inevitably keep the nation in a continual chaotic state of some sorts. And how frightening it is to know that even in our present time, political, legal, and economic exploitation maintains common place in the dark havens of our democracy. Pounding the pavement with troops swollen with prophetic indignation against all odds. It is the packed sales in the rest of 60s, making headlines on TV to voice prophetic grievances, not to tickle ears and appeasement, revolutionary statesmanship, as found embodied in General Toussaint Louverture on the shores of Haiti, setting political holes and ideological strongholds on who's capable, who is a conqueror, or more succinctly, who is also a man. We are called to continue in his legacy, unashamed to denounce political figures by name. Are we afraid and ashamed to lose tax exemptions if we truly preach in his name? In America, and who is speaking prophetic truth to power and making our world a morally better place? These are my thoughts, not just for my tomorrow, but for our tomorrow, future in our hands, ours for the taking, shaping, and making.
I never lie, but I think it's a disconnect between your culture and mine. I worship the Einsteins, study the Steve Jobs, but you ride Tupac's dick like he was a fucking god. Oh my god! And all you care about is rapping and stunting and being ratchet. And that's the nigga within you. Music rotting your brain and slowly start to convince you. Then you let your kids listen and then the cycle continues. Blame it all on the menu. Blame it on those drinks. Blame it on everybody except for your own race. Blame it on white privileges. Blame it on white kids. And just blame it on white citizens. Aim at the vice president. Watch your class clown. Niggas kneeling on the field, that's a flag down. How dare you try to make demands for this money? You gon' show us some respect, you gon' stand for this country, nigga. Nigga.
I'm not racist. You're not racist. You just say nigga a lot. Say that around me, white boy, get shot. I don't give a fuck if your whole ass ask your cop. If your pig traffic stops, then boy'll get popped. I'm not racist. White's not even a race. It's just a waste of subconscious space. You can't even season your greens, you got no taste. If black took the land you stole, then you got no place. I'm not racist. When has America been great? Talking Donald Trump, best get out my face. You don't see color, now you don't see race. I bet you see this black hand slap you dead in the face. I'm not racist. Pink people in denial, cause most white men make up the pedophiles, make up the welfare queens, make up the human bowels. Yes, I'm talking to you, cracker Brad, Jenny, and Kyle. Get drunk in Dash Bentley, and all you do is smile. While Tamir Rice gets shot, he was only a child. You mayonnaise monster, so phony and vile. You take black paint and make it only your style. Blame it on fake news, blame it on black dudes, blame it on everybody that doesn't resemble you. Blame it on the economy, blame it not all on poverty, but you won't tell the truth that you're the true minority. And you have no real authority, no soul, no seniority. And all the police beatings on the TV screens only highlights your inferiority. I'm not racist, I'm a black identity terrorist, and you're part of the revolution if you're hearing this. You don't know a black man embraces fearlessness? Hold up. I don't care how many black people you know. You don't know any black man that's like the shit out you though. I don't care if your skin just as white as snow. If I tell you to move, you better get up and go. I'm not racist. Nah, not even a little bit. Y'all crackers is so inconsiderate. I see you talking, but all I hear is gibberish. If I see you in the building, I'm burning it down with you in it. Palmetto Star, the revolution will not be televised. Too raw for TV. Black supremacy.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
It's the problem.